Hello everyone. Welcome to this episode of The Broken Bread. Thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, I am Sister Charmaine. I declare God's blessings and favor over everyone within the sound of my voice in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Today's scripture reading is taken from Daniel chapter 6. I'll be reading from the Amplified Version from verse 1 through to the end. Here beginneth. It seemed good to Darius, who became king after Belshazzar, to appoint over the kingdom 120 satraps who would be in charge throughout the kingdom, and over them 3 chief commissioners, of whom Daniel was one, that these satraps might be accountable to them, so that the king would have no loss from disloyalty or mismanagement. Then this Daniel, because of the extraordinary spirit within him, began distinguishing himself among the commissioners and the satraps, and the king planned to appoint him over the entire realm. Then the other 2 commissioners and satraps began trying to find a reason to bring a complaint against Daniel concerning the administration of the kingdom, but they could find no reason for an accusation or evidence of corruption, because he was faithful, a man of high moral character and personal integrity, and no negligence or corruption of any kind was found in him. Then these men said, "We will not find any basis for an accusation against this Daniel unless we find something against him in connection with the law of his God." Then these commissioners and satraps agreed to approach the king and said to him, "King Darius, live forever. All the commissioners of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors have consulted and agreed together that the king should establish a royal statute and enforce an injunction that anyone who petitions, prays to any god or man besides you, O king, during the next 30 days shall be thrown in the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it may not be changed, in accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which ensures that it may not be altered or revoked." So King Darius signed the document, that is, the injunction. Now when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he went into his house, now in his roof chamber. His windows were open toward Jerusalem. He continued to get down on his knees 3 times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had done previously. Then, by agreement, these men came together and found Daniel praying and making requests before his God. Then they approached and spoke before the king regarding his injunction. "Have you not signed an injunction that anyone who petitions, prays to any god or man except you, O king, within the designated 30 days, is to be thrown into the den of lions?" The king answered, "The statement is true, in accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which may not be altered or revoked." Then they answered and said before the king, "Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, does not pay any attention to you, O king, or to the injunction which you have signed, but keeps praying to his God 3 times a day." Then, as soon as the king heard these words, he was deeply distressed over what he had done, and set his mind on rescuing Daniel, and he struggled until the sun went down, trying to work out a way to save him. Then, by agreement, these same men came to the king and said, "Know, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and Persians that no injunction or statute which the king establishes may be altered or revoked." Then the king gave a command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you constantly serve, rescue you himself." A stone was brought and laid over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signet rings of his nobles, so that nothing would be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no music or entertainment was brought before him, and he remained unable to sleep. Then the king arose at dawn, at the break of day, and hurried to the den of lions. When he had come near the den, he called out to Daniel with a troubled voice. The king said to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you constantly serve, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Then Daniel spoke to the king, "O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the mouths of the lions so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also before you, O king, I have committed no crime." Then the king was greatly pleased and ordered that Daniel be taken out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no injury whatsoever was found on him, because he believed in and relied on and trusted in his God. The king then gave a command, and those men who had maliciously accused Daniel were brought and thrown into the den of lions. They, their children, and their wives, and before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Then Darius, the king, wrote to all the peoples, nations, and speakers of every language who were living in all the land, "May peace abound to you. I issue a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men are to reverently fear and tremble before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, enduring and steadfast forever, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. He rescues and saves and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. So this man, Daniel, prospered and enjoyed success in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian." Here endeth the reading of God's holy words. We honor it by saying, "Glory be to the Father, and unto the Son, and unto the blessed Holy Spirit." Bless the name of Jesus. We honor the name of Jesus today, my brothers and sisters. Daniel was described as a man with an extraordinary spirit within him. This caused the commissioners and satraps to envy him. They did not want the king to promote him. The same God that was able to shut the mouths of the lions so that they could not harm Daniel is the same God today. He has not changed. His power can never deplete or run out. Though the enemy plotted against Daniel, they did not overcome him. God will not allow our enemies to triumph over us if we rely on him. They came up with a plan, a good plan even. But Daniel serves a great God whose power supersedes that of any plan man can devise against us. Daniel was not afraid of the results of their plan. Daniel knew the law, but he committed his heart to remain steadfast in his prayer and praise to the Lord. Daniel prayed not just once or twice, but three times a day with his windows open. My brothers and sisters, we too must remain steadfast and faithful to our God, regardless of the situations or circumstances we are faced with. God will come through for us in his time. Though Daniel was sealed in the den with those lions for the entire night, they could not touch him. God sent an angel to shut their mouths. God will seal some mouths that speak ill of you this season. He will not allow them to hurt you with their lies. Jesus has declared us innocent before our accusers. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, we serve a great, big, wonderful God. Our God is a mighty God. He is a strong deliverer, the Ancient of Days. He even allowed Daniel's enemies to believe they had won. But God glorified himself through them. God will use your enemies to bring glory to his marvelous name. God will destroy your enemies using the same plot they devised against you. God is ready to promote you. Hallelujah. Even the king had to make a clear declaration that our God is to be feared because he is the living God and he rescues and saves and performs signs and wonders in both heaven and earth. Because he has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. Our God is able to rescue you from the lions that surround you. The lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, is that lion, and he will crush their bones. He will roar and silence every other lion. At his roar, the enemy scatters in fear. Hallelujah. Let us believe that today, my brothers and sisters. Let us stand on the promise of his word, which says in Isaiah 54 verse 7, and I quote, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord," end quote. God bless you and keep you, my brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for listening.